Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
You got an interesting poem from the BMJ on shoulder pain. Let's talk a little bit about what the authors found in a second. First, by way of background, shoulder pain is common, and it's common as you get older. It increases in frequency. Shoulder impingement syndrome is likely the most common cause of shoulder pain in the primary care setting. Impingement syndrome is sort of a general term. It is the second most common orthopedic musculoskeletal kind of problem that presents in primary care. The first is, do you know what it is, Mark?
I do not.
Back pain. It's almost twice as common than shoulder pain. Anyways, the shoulder pain consists of a spectrum of clinical findings. It's not specifically an injury to a specific structure, that is impingement syndrome. First, a combination of shoulder symptoms, physical signs, sometimes radiologic signs that are attributable often to problems involving the glenohumeral joint. Pain often happens when you raise the arm is the most common physical finding. Such compression causes persistent pain and dysfunction, lots of problems, lots of people taking lots of medicine to try to get this better. You found a poem from the BMJ, as I mentioned, published 2018. I'm not going to give it's not a page number, it's an electronic citation, but you can Google it. The study attempts to answer the question, in patients with symptoms of shoulder impingement syndrome, is subacromial decompression surgery more effective than sham arthroscopic surgery or exercise therapy to decrease pain and improve function? So this fits in the series of poems that we've done over the years that looks at sham surgery. I actually love these studies. I think they're very effective and often make very good points. I can't believe that we've gotten to the point where lots of this stuff has become routine without these studies. But what did this particular study find?
Well, surgeons have a way of charging forward with great confidence, but without much science when they're developing new surgical procedures. You know, it seems like a good idea, anatomically makes sense, let's go. And increasingly, particularly in the Scandinavian countries, we are seeing these randomized sham controlled trials. And this is a great example of one. So this was from Finland, and they enrolled just over 200 adults aged 35 to 65 who clinically looked like they had a shoulder impingement syndrome, but there was no evidence of rotator cuff tear on the MRI, and they hadn't responded to 3 months of conventional treatment. So this, you know, people that tried the conventional physical therapy strengthening didn't work. They then randomized them to get surgery or physical therapy. Those who were selected for surgery then underwent a diagnostic arthroscopy to rule out any tear. So the MRI was negative, but they still looked. Maybe there was a missed tear that happens. And then in the OR, those who were randomized to surgery were again randomized to either have no treatment or to get arthroscopic subacromial decompression. They were all kept in the OR about for the, you know, the period of time it takes to do this procedure. So if the patient came out 10 minutes later, the family might have been suspicious that nothing happened. So they kept them in there to keep them masked to what had actually happened. So after 2 years, so now you had three groups. You had physical therapy only. You had diagnostic arthroscopy, but no surgery, no repair. And then you had the arthroscopy with repair. All three groups had a large decrease in pain from about 75 to between 20 and 30 on a 100-point scale. So they all got a lot better, all three groups. Decompression was statistically better than exercise therapy, but the result wasn't considered clinically relevant. It was a less than 15-point difference on this 100-point scale. It was also no different than those who had diagnostic arthroscopy without decompression, without repair. So it didn't seem to matter whether they had the repair or not. There was no difference in pain or function scores at earlier time points before 2 years. So really, it looks like this is one of the more common orthopedic surgeries performed, subacromial decompression. It was no better than just doing a diagnostic scope and not repairing it, and not significantly better even than just physical therapy. All these patients got a lot better after a couple of years. There was also a meta-analysis of other similar studies that found the same result. So as Alan Shaughnessy, who wrote this one up, said, he's the poet that wrote this, get out the stretchy bands or hand weights. Another meta-analysis demonstrated the benefit of shoulder exercises over other physical therapy modalities.
Wow. Wow. You know, it is interesting. I'm just trying to think, why would the arthroscopy without the surgery, without the decompression, do just as well as the group with the decompression?
Yeah, it seemed like just having the arthroscopy provided some pain and function benefit over the folks who just had physical therapy. I think maybe some of that was placebo effect because those patients had a procedure done. They didn't know whether they had a repair, but at least they thought, I might have had this repair done, whereas the PT people knew they hadn't had surgery and so didn't potentially get that placebo effect.
Oh, I see.
And whenever you have, you know, pain or as your outcome, a subjective outcome, there is going to be some degree of placebo effect. And, you know, doing a procedure like that can lead to that. So I think that's where that came from. I think the big, you know, the key message is that the procedure, the treatment, the decompression didn't do anything compared to, you know, just scoping the person.
Excellent. Stretchy bands it is. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Look forward to it.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.